It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 20th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $63,867. ETH is up 0.5% at $3,063. Binance Coin is down slightly at $557. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. The fourth ever Bitcoin halving block has been confirmed with a substantial fee attached. It seems to originate from the crypto mining pool via BTC with a fee totaling around $2.4 million. As more transactions are processed, more details about the halving block will emerge. While a group of investors is settling their civil case with former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, aiming to gain his cooperation in lawsuits against celebrities who endorse the platform, SBF holds valuable information pertinent to cases involving high-profile figures like Tom Brady and Shaquille O'Neal. The settlement, subject to court approval, requires SBF to provide financial statements, investment-related documents, and information about firms and individuals associated with FTX's marketing and advertising efforts. Well, a decentralized autonomous organization named Own the Doge has acquired the rights to the famous Shiba Inu image associated with Dogecoin and Doge memes. The photo of the dog sitting on a couch has become iconic in the crypto community, inspiring countless memes. The DAO aims to use its purchase to control licensing of the image, potentially striking deals with brands for merchandise. The group did not disclose the acquisition price, but it reportedly took 3 years to finalize the deal, involving legal negotiations in the US and Japan. And finally, a nonprofit advocacy group, Coin Center, criticized the Lummis Gillibrand Payment Stablecoin Act, calling it unconstitutional and anti-innovation. The bill, introduced by Senators Cynthia Lummis and Kirsten Gillibrand, aims to regulate stablecoins, requiring them to be backed by one-to-one cash reserves and banning algorithmic stablecoins. Coin Center argued that such restrictions could stifle innovation and violate free speech rights, suggesting a 2-year moratorium on algorithmic stablecoins instead. This criticism follows similar efforts by other industry advocates, such as the Blockchain Association, to influence the bill's development. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.